Radio Free America, and this is Uncle Sam with Music and the Truth Until Dawn. Right now, I've got a few words for some of our brothers and sisters in the occupied zone. The chair is against the wall. The chair is against the wall. John has a long mustache. John has a long mustache. It's 12 o'clock, Americans, another day closer to victory. And for all of you out there on or behind the lines, this is your song.
You are now listening to the Patriot Power Hour, flagship show of the Patriot Broadcasting Network, a radio station focused on growing indomitable all-American 21st century liberty. This live episode of the Patriot Power Hour is brought to you by Ready-Made Resources. Plan, prepare, preserve with ReadyMadeResources.com. Now, let's welcome our hosts. Ben, the Breaker of Banksters, Cochran, and Future Dan, the editor-in-chief of the most original news radar on the planet, FutureDanger.com.
Back, folks. And man, I really, you know, first off, welcome to the show, Patriot Power Hour, June 28th, 2018. I want to say, though, before we get into this 28th episode, the final episode of season three, I actually did listen through that intro all the way through. And as a host, you're usually game planning or thinking what you're going to do. You don't listen to that first minute or so intro. I listened to that and I was motivated because maybe because 4th of July is coming right up. Maybe because everyone's been just crapping on America left, right, and center. But I am proud to be American, and we have a lot of problems, but we are really still that shining beacon on the hill. So without being a fanboy for America, I am proud to try to keep on that legacy of what our forefathers started here. So with that said, let me welcome my guest, Future Dan. He is back. He is ready to go. How you doing, sir?
I am an American fanboy, Ben, and I'm doing great.
Okay, good. there are things America's done bad, but like for every one of those, which people love to highlight these days, there's several great things that America has done. So it's not black and white, but man, it is on the whiter side or the brighter side. I don't want to bring the race thing in since everyone's so up in arms about that these days, but you know what I mean, right?
Yeah, absolutely. But still, we wouldn't be doing the Patriot Power Hour, and I wouldn't run Future Danger if I didn't sense and care for the threats that are in front of our great republic and want to save it from itself and others at times.
Absolutely. And anyone who's a historian buff, a student of history, or even has a cursory interest in empires knows that almost every single time, if not every time, empires fall internally. And I don't want America to be an quote-unquote empire, but that doesn't mean I don't want the republic to succeed, the true republic. And, you know, the real threat is internal. Maybe the external force will extinguish you in the end, but it's that external or internal domestic enemy you got to worry about more than anybody.
Yeah, you know, and everybody thinks of the Roman Republic that descended into an empire. And there are those that think that, you know, a country our size with a superpower status like Rome had is inevitably going to head down that path. And it does have empire-like symptoms. I mean, what country wouldn't have if it was the, you know, superpower coming out of a world war like World War II? It's hard to not have been on top, right?
True.
But we're a unique country, and if there was ever a state that, as a republic, veered towards empire and could pull itself back from it.
Yes, yes.
I think we're it. I think this show is about doing that, helping to do that, and I'm optimistic this on the verge of July 4th, 2018, of being able to steer us back in the right direction.
And that's kind of what I was trying to get at, but you succinctly expressed what I was looking to say, is that we start off very noble. Well, we still have some issues, of course, but we've kind of, especially as we came out of World War II, fell a little bit, also had a lot of stuff put on top of us. All of a sudden, the entire world's problems from all the different countries and empires in the past were put on America's shoulders, and it was our turn to fix the Middle East, Asia, Africa, etc. But as you said, and I definitely agree, maybe a little more than you, to be honest, that we've fallen into an empire state. The good news is, and what I'm looking, and we're going to have a guest on the second half that actually might touch on this a lot. I really think this is going to be one of his major thrusts, is that reversal. Maybe the first time in recorded history that I'm aware of where an empire actually reverts back towards a republic, toward rule of law, human rights, and less statism. Is that possible? I don't know. But it is, seems to be trending that way.
Put a break on it, at least put a break on it. You know, the big news this week was the announcement by Supreme Court Justice Kennedy that he's retiring, which gives Trump another Supreme Court pick. It looks like the Senate's going to move fast on it. There's political aspects to that. We usually don't dive into the, you know, partisan politics dynamics, but we're talking about a Supreme Court justice here, so you can't avoid it. If by all signs, if Trump can get another Gorsuch into the court, it's going to tip it towards constitutionalists and away from status. And you know what? With Ginsburg, the age that she is at, you may see, even in Trump's first term, a six to three balance with fairly young people could mean a lot of change in the direction of returning us towards a republic where the Constitution runs a federal union and a lot more opportunity for the 50 states to make their own laws and let their people experience those laws and, you know, have that federal laboratory of, you know, an experiment in liberty in 50 different states. It really, it should be the most superior way to govern any country our size. That is incredibly good news if you're a constitutionally oriented person. The stepping down of Anthony Kennedy, and as long as the president doesn't blow it, get a David Souter in there.
Yeah, well, absolutely. Like, we can't trust anything quite yet, obviously. But like you said, the laboratory of letting states decide most of these issues, where the Supreme Court can just say, "Hey, this is not up to us. This is up to the state." That by itself is awesome. Just holding the line, not even reversing past cases, just not infringing further, is a freaking victory. And longtime listeners of this show and any other show I've done in the past, they know I never was a Trump fan. And this will be another promo for our guest here in the second half. He is going to talk about his quote-unquote awakening, where he was anti-Trump and now he's pro-Trump. Myself, personally, I was just like, this is all garbage. You know, this is all distraction from the real thing. Now I'm kind of like, well, Trump is actually doing a couple things legit. He's not ending the Fed, but he is making some big strides. And when it comes to Supreme Court, when it comes to the judges, if they can just hold the line. This is all I've heard this whole week. Oh, my God. Roe versus Wade is going to be repealed. It's the end of the world. I'm not for abortion. But I can, in my personal view, they're not going to be trying to overturn that. I'm just hoping they just hold the line on the Second Amendment, on the First Amendment. Actually, no, holding the line on the First Amendment is not enough. We've been run over the last 100+ years. We need to push on the First Amendment, get that back. Fourth Amendment with the spying. We need to push back on that. So maybe I'm being too lax. I don't know. On one hand, I just want to hold the line and be humble. On the flip side, they actually have taken a lot of things. Throw the whole Roe versus Wade out of here. I don't want to talk about that. Let's talk about all the other issues we have.
So there's somewhere on the order of 20 to 30 indicators on future danger for pieces of the Bill of Rights, the first 10 amendments, that are jeopardized by news that we hear on a regular basis. And often it's local courts and state courts and the federal circuits that come down with rulings that are alarming, to say the least, Ben. And one of those, in the past 12 months or so, was the travel ban. The travel ban that the president placed on, somewhere on the order of 9 to 10 countries where, just bringing in people without any kind of concept of whether they're infiltrated and a threat, that the president exercises authority to stop it. And we carried news all this past year of courts that were attempting to, defy presidential power, Article 2 power. And lo and behold, just this week, the Supreme Court flatly ruled against that and said it's squarely the president's power. All executive power is vested in the president of the United States. And that's what happens when you had a 4-4 court with one swing voter, Kennedy, in the middle. Presumably now, that type of stuff is even safer when it comes to just clear-eye interpretation of what is presidential power, what is congressional power. And I'll tell you this, if Ginsburg retires and Gorsuch 2 and Gorsuch 3 get appointed, all of the indicators on future danger on the Liberty column, I should probably just downgrade them one color so that when a court in Colorado or California forces, someone to bake a cake for someone that they don't want to bake a cake for, it's going to be a little bit less alarming because we'll know, hey, it's headed to that Supreme Court, and we got people up there that are finally thinking straight. That would be a good vision for the next few years.
Exactly. It's kind of that backstop. And I was doing the math. On average, a Supreme Court justice may not be elected, they may be elected a little bit less than every 4 years on average, but essentially they're just as important as a president, each one of them, because they serve for 10, 15, 20 plus years. So that is some big stuff. And again, I don't want to get into some of the periphery issues, and I'm not saying they're not important, but when it comes to the very basic constitutional issues, like you said, let alone Second Amendment, I mean, God, I didn't vote for Trump, but I sure as hell didn't vote for Hillary Clinton. Can you imagine if she was able to fill the bench? I mean, that'd be just disgusting.
Well, there's other radio show hosts that have said similar things, and I've felt it for a long time. I picked up this concept from one national syndicated host who made a great point, which is to Hillary Clinton and her party and that entire side of the aisle in this country, If you are a student of history, like you mentioned earlier, Ben, you know what the Politburo was in the Soviet Union. You know what a Politburo is, or in China, a Central Committee. And
yeah,
these are part of apparatus that govern strictly from ideology, in a purely state maximizing way. That's what the left wants the Supreme Court to be, a Politburo, an American Politburo. And the news this week just took us squarely away from that direction, and that's a good thing.
No, you're right, actually. There were some big cases, and we'll probably talk about it. Heck, we're actually about to go to commercial, folks, but we'll be back with the live news blitz with Future Dan. He's back in town, ready to hit that news blitz. We'll probably talk about at least a couple of those cases. Again, all of them. If you asked me a year ago what the ruling would be on these cases, I probably would have picked at least two out of the three going the opposite way. So I am, fingers crossed, happy, holding the line a little bit. We still got a long way to go, and we got some pushback. We actually have lost a lot of ground. I'm really actually feel almost disgraceful saying that we should just hold back and hold the line. No, we've been run. We've been run over. We need to fight back, get our villages back, get our women and children back, get our rights back. We got things to do. Rally up, folks. All right, we'll be back. Stick with us.
Stay right here for more of the Patriot Power Hour, the flagship show of the Patriot Broadcasting Network.
The first rule of Fight Club is, you do not talk about Fight Club. The second rule of Fight Club is, you do not talk about Fight Club. Third rule of Fight Club, someone yells stop, goes limp, taps out, the fight is over. Fourth rule, only two guys to a fight. Fifth rule, one fight at a time, fellas. Sixth rule, no shirts, no shoes. Seventh rule, fights will go on as long as they have to. And the eighth and final rule, if this is your first night at Fight Club, you have to fight.
Hey, Patriot Power Hour listeners, disruptions to the social, political, and economic order are a real threat. Ready-Made Resources can help you. For 18 years, Bob Griswold has run Ready-Made Resources from his homestead in Tennessee. He has a ranch where he lives and learns the lifestyle. Supply yourself with night vision. Bug out at night. Most people won't be able to. Perform search and rescue after dark. And most importantly, see your adversaries long before they see you. Ready-Made Resources now offers their lowest price ever on mil-spec PVS-14 monoculars and PVS-30 rifle scopes. Go off the grid with solar. Send secure data by long-range ham radio or mount a PEQ-15 infrared laser pointer on your firearm of choice. Give Bob a call. Talk to him personally. Let him consult with you. He'll set you up. Free shipping, easy checkout, and friendly support. Call Ready-Made Resources today at 1-800-627-3809. Plan, prepare, preserve at readymaderesources.com.
Achieve situational awareness. Be prepared. FutureDanger.com.
I've seen things you people wouldn't believe.
Welcome back to the Patriot Power Hour, the final episode of Season 3, the spring season of 2018. Next week we're taking a break, folks, unless there's some major news. But it's been pretty calm lately. This is your Future Danger Sit-Rep Report. And we are going to hit it in Column 1, Liberty Indicators, Threats to Personal Freedom, Threats to Our Republic. Whether it comes from government or private sources, we track them. Your media is censored. You probably know that already. And the Indicator News blatantly censored. We got Time Magazine this week, Ben. Propagandizing America with an illegal alien toddler photo. juxtapositioned against our president on a big red cover. Turns out that the child was never separated from her mother. They were illegal. But boy, it sure seemed like, a poster that you might see in, Berlin in 1936. It's that kind of nonsense and foolishness. Run of the mill for magazines like Time Magazine today. In other news, we got a judge. I think it was out in Kansas. Judge says requiring proof of citizenship to vote, to register to vote, is quote-unquote unconstitutional. Got a picture of her up there on Future Danger 2. She looks like a dope. One more ruling that's going to get slapped out at the Supreme Court level. Should probably downgrade that indicator from orange to, yellow or green. It's serious news when you have federal judges saying such things, but it's not going to stand. It's not going to stand. It just shows you what our judiciary is made up with. In firearms news, we got modern semi-automatic firearms prohibited again. This time in New Jersey, surrender your guns or become a criminal. They're going to take perfectly legitimate arms, and if they have larger than a 10-round capacity, now they're contraband. You have a certain amount of time to, quote-unquote, turn them in. A state in the United States actually did that. Threat to the Second Amendment probably shouldn't stand if it got high enough in courts, but for the time being, that's what the state of New Jersey is doing. So learn how to build a cache site, bury that somewhere where the authorities can't come and get it. Those are your arms. You have a right to them, New Jersey. Privacy annihilated. Facebook wants to spy on you via hidden inaudible TV ad messages. Just another piece of Facebook doing something creepy. In our ongoing saga with the deep state in the form of highly corrupt DOJ and FBI officials at battle with our president, we now have, and our Congress, we now have the FBI refusing to allow Congress to see intercepts alleging political interference by the previous Attorney General, Loretta Lynch. All right, so the FBI intercepts, obviously they're tapping phones left and right. They get some intel that the AG is actually colluding to, bring about political results for her party and her president. And Congress wants to know about it, and the FBI says, no, thank you. We're not into that oversight by properly elected branches. The House approves a resolution demanding the docs this week, so we'll see where that ends up. New Jersey, also hot on the path of making citizens have an opportunity to be armed and free, is about to hike fees for buying guns. They're going to do it by 25-fold. I'll let my co-host later tell you what percentage that is. Times 25 the taxes just to buy new weapons in New Jersey. Vote with your feet, folks. That might not be where you want to live if you want to be free. And another news report this week, we carry it under unreasonable search and seizure are being normalized. The Fourth Amendment, as Ben mentioned earlier. We got reports of these massive NSA spy hubs in 8 cities, but they're under AT&T property management, right? Huge concrete windowless spy towers that have the ability to tap into every single communications line that the government could care to accumulate data on. The Intercept outed those this week. Keep an eye on that. The surveillance state marches on just like the FBI and the DOJ. That's the deep state, folks. In the security column, got a little bit of news head-to-head with China. The vice chairman of the Joint Chiefs warns that China could deploy hypersonic weapons on a large scale very soon. Probably stole most of that technology from us anyways. Meanwhile, a third U.S. aircraft carrier this year has deployed to patrol the South China Sea. That simmers in the background constantly, us squaring off with China. News this week that Israeli jets have struck an Iranian cargo plane on the tarmac in Damascus, the capital of Syria, while it was unloading munitions. Israelis are striking Iranians regularly now in Syria. We keep an eye on that to see if it could escalate. They killed an Iranian general in June. The report came out this week as well. Chinese perilously close to Earth. It catches our attention on Future Danger just for the fact that if clandestine space warfare were underway, none of us would know about it. It's all classified, it's easy to hide, it's hard to report, and it's damn near impossible to sight from Earth. But a news report did come out of a Chinese space station doing something very strange. Why it was doing it, we don't know. Maybe they were just practicing with it. Maybe the thing got shot down, or at least shot at. We keep an eye on that. It would be early signs of a much larger conflict. Staffer admits that Obama armed jihadists in Syria in a bombshell interview. Lots of people suspected that the Turks and the Saudis had convinced the Obama administration to arm and help create ISIS. Well, we got a staffer this week in an interview essentially saying it happened. Ben Rhodes, who's a bit of a slime ball, if you know who I'm talking about. Well, he got caught on the wrong side of a question in some interview, and it is abundantly clear what exactly that White House did. War with Russia, the potential for that is always in the background. Russian warships intercepted by the Royal Navy sailing the English Channel. That happens pretty often. It's low-level news. We keep an eye on it. A report came out this week that the Air Force is building up bases throughout Eastern Europe. That's a U.S. Air Force. Almost $1 billion in appropriations to upgrade all of the air bases. So, you know, that can't keep Russia happy that way. Capitol Police are extending congressional member security. Right now, it's hysteria about the immigration debate, and threats against members are escalating. It could be that you'll see assassinations, and we are facing 1960s-style, you know, political environment. There probably is some people on the losing end of some of these major elections that might bring that about. Keep an eye on it. And just as an aside, a lot of Americans don't necessarily care about it, but if you're a rational human being, the fact that 132 Mexican politicians have been killed in this Mexican electoral campaign season. I repeat, 132. That sounds like we're living next to Syria, not any country that belongs in North America. If that place went ballistic, wait for the refugee crisis there. In economic news, I'll come back to that at the end. In natural news, not a lot going on. A team of scientists have produced artificial intelligence algorithms that are crushing humans in complex strategic computer games. A lot of people keep an eye on when does a singularity occur? When do machines outthink humans? When do they become self-aware? Well, that marches on. Keep an eye on it. California assisted death law was passed a year or so ago. 374 put to death under it. Yeah, it's voluntary, but still kind of sick when you think about some of these people might not be in their right mind to choose life in the first place. Wildfires out west, nothing major, but we're watching them. Several acres burning. They burn every summer. All right, economic news. My partners, Forte. We got oil settling above 2014 highs. It's still low level historically, but it's rising. And we got the Dow getting knocked for 500 points here, 300 points there. Everybody's jitterish about trade war rumors. Every time Trump and China exchange some, tariffs of 100 to 200 billion here and there, stock market's starting to get a little iffy. Then again, 500 points off of 24,000 is a drop in the bucket. But, you know, that's the stock market right now. Bank stocks are on their longest losing streak right now. Keep an eye on that. Banks might decide to all simultaneously fail on us again. And with that, Mr. Packer, I've eaten up segment two, but you have your future danger bit wrap for June 28, 2018.
Beautiful, folks. That was the future danger sit rep. Stick with us. Check out some of our sponsors. And we'll be right back.
Patriot Power Hour listeners, disruptions to the social, political, and economic order are a real threat. Ready-Made Resources can help you. For 18 years, Bob Griswold has run Ready-Made Resources from his homestead in Tennessee. He has a ranch where he lives and learns the lifestyle. Supply yourself with night vision. Bug out at night. Most people won't be able to. Perform search and rescue after dark. And most importantly, see your adversaries long before they see you. Ready-Made Resources now offers their lowest price ever on mil-spec PVS-14 monoculars and PVS-30 rifle scopes. Go off the grid with solar. Send secure data by long-range ham radio or mount a PEQ-15 infrared laser pointer on your firearm of choice. Give Bob a call. Talk to him personally. Let him consult with you. He'll set you up. Free shipping, easy checkout, and friendly support. Call Ready-Made Resources today at 1-800-627-3809. Plan, prepare, preserve at readymaderesources.com.
It's over, Johnny. It's over.
Nothing is over! Nothing! You just don't turn it off. It wasn't my war. You asked me, I didn't ask you. And I did what I had to do to win, but somebody wouldn't let us win. And I come back to the world, and I see all those maggots at the airport, protesting me, spitting, calling me baby killer and all kinds of vile crap. Who are they to protest me, huh? Who are they?
Dad, no one wants to hear your stupid Vietnam story.
Are you tired of Mom?
Hi, Angel. Do you want to read a book or go outside?
No! In a
time. The arcade comes to your living room, only without the creepy guys offering to show you puppies.
Awesome!
City Genitron. You can play video games just like you were in the arcade.
Excellent!
Degenitron gaming system plays three exciting games, including Defender of the Faith, where you save the green dots with your fantastic flying red square.
Cool!
Monkey's Paradise, where you swing from green dot with your red square monkey.
That's red!
And Penetrator, where you smash the green dots deep inside the mysterious red square.
Wow!
The Degenitron brings arcade realism to your living room. It can even take quarters, and a strange, sweaty man comes by to empty the machine on Fridays.
Degenitron!
Fighting the evil of boredom.
I'll never go to school again! Degenitron!
Hey, Patriot Power Hour listeners. There are literally millions of news apps available. But you may have noticed, the mainstream media conceals the truth. They focus you on some things to distract you from others. For the first time in 5 minutes or less, you can keep track of the day's most serious news in a single view. Download the Future Danger app, free, fast, and focused news app, available on Google Play and the Apple App Store. Try the Future Danger app from FutureDanger.com today.
Stay right here for more of the Patriot Power Hour, the flagship show of the Patriot Broadcasting Network.
Patriot Power Hour back in your life. Second half of the show. It's your host, Ben, the breaker of banksters, Cochran. Got my host, co-host. Although we are true co-hosts. He does a lot more than me on certain things. I do some other things he doesn't do. Good synergies, as they would say, in the corporate environment. So this is the end of season three, the 28th episode and the finale of season three. We will be taking next week off for the 4th of July. We'll be back on Thursday, July 12th for the first episode of season four. We'll be getting into a lot of news, kind of preparing ourselves for the end of the year. I mean, whether it's politically, whether it's economically, of course we have the midterms coming up as well, but economically, the big news seems to always happen between September and November, in my experience. So I foresee us spending the next couple of months really delving deep into what could happen at the end of 2018 into the turn into 2019. On the flip side, this may not be a quiet summer, so we'll see. Knock on wood. I hope season four is quiet and we don't have too much crazy stuff going on, but the clock is ticking. The fundamental problems that have been haunting us for quite some time have not been fixed. The infection's only getting worse. So we will be here chronicling this week by week on Patriot Power Hour. And again, not doom porn, but trying to say, hey, things are not peachy right now. We got a lot of things to work on. Some things are improving. A lot of problems, though. Anyway, with that said, go check out futuredanger.com. It's probably the easiest way to find not only the website that we review every week here on Patriot Power Hour for our news, but also how to contact myself as well as Future Dan. Again, futuredanger.com. And I'll give one more plug before I go to my guest. We got an awesome guest tonight. You guys are going to be excited. But one more plug before I go to our guest. blogtalkradio.com/Patriot Broadcasting Network. I know it's a mouthful, but they're pretty easy to spell words. So I think you can make it happen. blogtalkradio.com/Patriot Broadcasting Network. Go there. You'll find our call-in number. You'll find all of our archives. You'll find upcoming shows. You'll find out ways to reach out to myself and Future Dan on social media, etc. Again, blogtalkradio.com/Patriot Broadcasting Network. Hit us up. We'll probably be taking next week off for 4th of July. But we'll be sure to keep up on our email and social media, get a few more good guests coming in season four as well. Without further ado, let me stop babbling, introduce my good friend, Matt. He's been a listener for a little bit now, and he reached out to me and said, look, let me get on your show. I have a very interesting story. I was anti-Trump at first, and now I'm kind of leaning pro-Trump. I don't want to put words in his mouth, but that's what he said. And that really intrigues me. I don't know that many people that have gone from anti-Trump to pro-Trump. So I want to hear what he has to say. So let's welcome a very special guest on this season three finale of Patriot Power Hour. Matt, are you there, sir?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Absolutely. How you doing, sir?
I'm great, brother, man. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Stuff, man. I mean, we love to get – we've had authors, we've had other guests on this show, but my favorite type of guests are just your average Joe, just like me, just like Future Dan, just like you. Having you on the show, give us your thoughts on what we talked about early on the show, and of course the Trump type of stuff. I mean, having that other perspective from the grassroots is invaluable to us.
Cool, man. I appreciate it. Well, first, I kind of wanted to piggyback on some things from early in the show about, like, you know, Justice Kennedy stepping down and kind of holding the line and all that. And, you know, initially when I heard about that, I'm like, okay, you know, I'm not really all that worried. I think initially, like, one thing that did worry me was the fervor of Roe versus Wade being possibly overturned. Now, you know, I'm not pro, you know, I can't imagine a person actually likes abortion. I don't, but I do believe that that is a right of a woman to choose what is right for her and her body, and I don't believe I should tell anybody, you know, what they can or cannot do, you know. And I guess what I'm worried about is if that does get overturned, then it's just going to be like the drug war, you know. People are still going to go do, like in a drug war, you do drugs. You know, people are still going to get these kind of procedures done, but in very unsafe, you know, avenues. And you find women headlines of, you know, women dying through unsafe measures. So nobody wants that. But I think, to be honest, I'm overall not really worried. I kind of want there to be a good balance in the Supreme Court. I think everybody does.
Yeah.
But what... So I think that Trump may – there's a chance he might pick somebody a little more conservative. But, I mean, as long as they're pro-Second Amendment, you know, I'm happy.
Okay. You know, you can get along on that for sure. That's the key. I mean, First Amendment is first for a reason. But Second Amendment, that's what you defend the First Amendment other ones with. So I'm all about that.
Absolutely. I mean, you got all these Parkland kids who, you know, getting all these other kids and adults who don't really know what they're talking about all riled up. you know, like just political and emotional rhetoric just spewed everywhere, you know, skewed facts. I mean, we got to have a strong Supreme Court that's going to defend the Second Amendment, you know, God willing. I'm not too worried about that. But, like, I think that anybody who's listening right now who's worried about the Second Amendment should actually follow the Parkland kids. Follow them especially on Twitter. One thing about me is that I follow and I listen to people that I don't like or I don't agree with.
Okay, okay.
First rule of, you know, first
yeah,
rule.
Yeah, know your enemy. Exactly, first rule. I know exactly what you're going to say. First rule.
Exactly, brother. And so you gotta know your enemy. So listen to what they say so that at least you can dissect and, you know, counter argue what they have to say. You know what I'm saying? You could look up, et cetera. Which brings me down to where I'm at now, right? It's because of I listen to people that I don't agree with and I listen to ideas that I'm not for. But ultimately, you know, I'm sure you follow Steven Crowder, right? You know that guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, that dude, he does the Change My Mind segments. Like, he'll post up somewhere and be like, I'm pro-gun or I'm this. Like, change my mind. So I'm like that. You know, I'm open to have my mind changed. So, you know, which brings me down to where I'm at now, right? Like, just like everybody else, I was very anti-Trump, right? I was like, you know, like, I mean, like you said earlier, I did not vote for Trump, but I didn't vote for Hillary. I fucking voted third party. Sorry, I didn't mean to cuss.
That's all right. That's all right.
So there's that. But I guess maybe about a month ago, I actually one of the Parkland kids, right? His name is Kyle Kashub. He's actually one of the few like conservative perspectives of that whole like aisle who like kind of got marginalized by his own peers. So he's
definitely. His own peers, I'm sure a little bit, but mostly the mass media just papered over him, I'm sure.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, he didn't even get invited to speak at March for Our Lives, which I was at, by the way, walking around with a sign that said the right to bear arms. I was around all
these
fucking... Wow!
Nice.
I was at the March for Our Lives, bro, and I had a sign. It just said, the right to bear arms shall not be infringed. And people looked at me like I was fake, I swear to God.
That's awesome, dude.
I don't be that one dude, you know? Anyways, he posted this quote from... Trump's book, The Art of the Deal. And I was like, oh, damn, okay. So I forgot what quote it was. But basically what I did was I took a chance and I bought his book on Amazon and I started reading the book, Art of the Deal. And then, and this happened right before the jobs report came out and the North Korea thing happened, like right before that. So I'm like halfway in the book and I'm like, oh, my God, I get it now. I understand – like, my president. Oh, my God. Dude, looking back now, we got, I don't want to say played, but, like, he knew what he was doing. He was just saying all this stuff. It wasn't just random gibberish. It was calculated.
Right.
Trump knew what he was doing. And guess what? In this kind of field, like, there's a saying, bad publicity is good publicity. So all it did was just, like, getting him exposed to people. You know what I'm saying? And so I just, like, all these pieces came together. I said, I get it. He plays the wild card. He knows what he's doing. And then, boom, you know, and all this, like, stuff in the book just about – I mean, I highly recommend you read it because it has golden nuggets of negotiation in there. And then what happens? North Korea. And I'm like, oh, my God. This is – like, he knows what he's doing. Like, I am often like, all right, you know, I support my president. I'm proud to be an American. Everybody and their mother was like, oh, my God, Trump is going to be, you know, World War III. He's not stable
right.
Behind it. And what do we have? You know what I'm saying? I don't care what anybody says. That was him on the world stage next to Kim Jong-un.
Oh, my
right?
gosh. That's just killed it right there. We've got to go to break. We'll be back in a couple minutes. We'll be
yeah.
back with our host, Matt. I want to get Future Dan in on this on the next and final segment of Patriot Power Hour, because I think it's going to be explosive. I look forward to it. We'll be right back.
You are listening to the Patriot Broadcasting Network, sponsored by ReadyMadeResources.com.
for this Big Duke 6. God damn it!
I want a three-line bomb!
Big Duke 6, roger. 113, standby.
Over the stone age, son!
113, roger. They need some napalm down in the tree line. Can you get twisted around time to put it down here?
Right, 13, you were big as fuck with it. What target?
Gonna suppress the mortar fire off the tree line down here.
Roger, here we come.
Good. Give it all you got and bring in all your ships. Wing of breath. Big Duke 6, this is 113. The jet's being bombed now. There, you got about 30 seconds to on station. Get your people back and head down. This is gonna be a big one.
In the morning. You know, one time we had a hail bomb for 12 hours. When it was all over, I walked up. We didn't find one of them, not one stinking big body. Smell! You know that gasoline smell? The whole hill. Smelled like victory. Someday this war is going
to end. Do you want to build a website? Web-based Coding is a leading web design firm building websites since 1998. Veteran-owned and operated, Web-based Coding can build your website. They specialize in WordPress technologies. Develop a beautiful, pixel-perfect website that is stunning on computers, tablets, and phones. Web-based Coding can solve your business problems on the Internet, helping you brand or sell your product or service. This company excels in e-commerce through automation, user-friendliness, up-to-date security protocols, and well-written code. Do you have a WordPress website and struggle with it? Web-based Coding has programmers that can fix your site, speed it up, and add custom functionality. Call 239-362-6014 for a free consultation. Get a simple quote over the phone or visit webbasedcoding.com to view their portfolio and five-star testimonials. Do you want to build a website? It begins at webbasedcoding.com.
Back, Patriot Power Hour, the final segment of the night. And first and foremost, don't get it twisted. We're not Nazis here, and we're not communists here. This isn't the Red March. This isn't, well, technically this is the Red March, but it's from a video game. And it's not the Nazi March. We don't play this music to say some sort of Nazi thing. Don't get it twisted. I know 98% of our listeners understand that. But for that 2%, it's kind of like, why are they doing some weird like military march? Are they commies? Are they fascists? Are they totalitarian, which is the true evil out there? No. We are patriots. We're doing our absolute best here. So we do have about 10 minutes left, and I want to get back to my guest, but I swear I have to do it to him. I don't know if he's resolved the situation yet. But Future Dan was on a public road parked right next to his home. I mean, like a block away from his home on a cul-de-sac, kind of away from traffic. And apparently a neighbor, and this is their right, called the police, was worried about a car parked suspiciously. And when I went to him during the break, the officer was essentially interrogating him. Let's see if he's still talking with the officer. If he's still talking with the officer, I will go away. But I want to see if Future Dan is live with us. Are you there, Future Dan?
Yeah, I'm live. I'm live. There's two. They sent two cruisers, and then
cruisers after you.
Broadcasting exercise of the First Amendment on public street that I pay for my taxes is legitimate, and maybe the
okay.
neighbor who lied and said that I was with people doing things in the bushes, they should stop at his house right now, but they're leaving. Yeah, they were polite.
There you go. Hey, hey, hey.
Yeah.
You know, they needed – if someone calls suspicious vehicle, that's what they got to do. I'm glad they didn't do anything too crazy with you, and
yeah.
I heard you on the other end, and you were respectful, gave them, hey, I'm on a podcast. I couldn't do it at my home tonight because I have children and in-laws and people visiting. So glad everything's okay.
Yeah.
That
yeah,
was a pretty
yeah.
interesting experience live on air, though.
Well,
it wasn't live, it was a commercial, but it was pretty crazy.
Confronting the state live on Patriot Power, that's all right. It's all good. But
I almost wanted to stop the commercials. I wanted to stop the commercials and do live, but I didn't want to do you like that in case you got tased.
Yeah, we didn't need to do that. But is Matt still with us? I listened to the entire story.
Matt should still be there. Let's stop stealing the thunder. Let me stop blabbing. Future Dan's on air. I'm going
to
put Matt on air right now. Matt, are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Sure,
hello,
Matt. Hey, Matt. Thanks for joining Patriot Power. Good to talk to you. And that was a riot. That was a riot what you were going through and going to the march with that sign. That takes some guts. It takes some courage to stand up for the Second Amendment in the middle of that nonsense and foolishness. I got a question, though, for you. So before you got a vision towards the president that was positive, You were coming from where in the political spectrum?
Well, I was coming from the libertarian perspective. So I kind of was
okay.
like, well, you know, both presidents or both candidates are just puppets.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Okay. So
me
you
too.
Voted
that's
in
that's kind of where I came from.
Had you voted in previous elections?
Oh, yeah. I've been voting since, so just so you know, I'm 31, and I voted for Obama in 08. And then I realized, okay, this is just Bush all over again. So I've been voting third party ever since.
Yeah, okay. So I would say to my co-host, I just want to raise the perspective that, I heard things said like, no one voted for Trump or stuff like that. I'm coming from perhaps a more paleo-conservative point of view, although I would describe myself as conservatarian. Right. Where we're going to disagree is, you know, Roe v. Wade, you know, 55 million babies have been killed. That's sort of socially how I look at it. But that's OK. It's all good because I guarantee you we're going to share way more in common than out of common. But there is the never Trumpers on the other side of the aisle within his own party that. I would have to admit that I didn't vote for him in the primary, and I vote Republican primaries. I didn't vote for him. But now that he's in office, that sort of that view of, hey, he might know things that no one else knows about how he's going to go about doing business, and he's going to shake that place up. For better or for worse, you're right, Obama, Bush, Clinton, Bush. It hasn't been since the Ronald Reagan that we've seen anybody show up in Washington, D.C., turn that place upside down and get some fresh things going on. But my point of view, Ben, is there was never Trumpers from other directions who are coming around. He's got people coming around from multiple directions towards him right now.
That's pretty crazy. Matt, what do you think? A little more explanation of maybe your initial thoughts of Trump specifically, and then how you, because I know you I was relatively libertarian. I think you and I were close on the spectrum, relative. But I was like, I don't know. Maybe I'm even slower to go towards Trump than you because I'm still like, hey, he's still a puppet of the banksters. But on the flip side, he has done some good stuff. So maybe take us through your journey a little more detail with Trump specifically.
Okay. So basically, what won me around was three very simple things: facts, stats, and results. And
okay.
basically, you can't ignore facts, you can't ignore results. This dude, right, he says all this stuff and he does it. And for somebody like me who's actually done, like, dude, I have done political activism on and off for like 8 years. I knocked on doors for several Democratic candidates, like especially when I was like in my early 20s, who, you know, basically they said all this stuff, and then when they got reelected or whatever, it was just like complete opposite. So the fact that this dude kept his word, like, I respect that. That's a real man. That's a real leader. You know, if you're going to say something, then do it, you know. And if you ain't going to do it, at least like, all right, well, look, you know, I can't, or you know, like, just have the dignity to be like, I have to backtrack on what I said, you know. And you
okay.
don't want to see
yeah,
that.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's very refreshing, you know. For me, it's refreshing to see somebody who kind of really doesn't give an F, but also, like, sticks to their word.
No, I know exactly what you mean. And that's, like, my biggest plus for Trump, I think, too. There's a couple of his policies I really do like, a couple I don't like. And you can debate this, that, and the other thing. But like you said, just the fact that he said things and he followed through over and over, and he was the underdog. America's all about the underdog. He was the underdog, and everybody is against him. Everybody, in terms of the media and big organizations and whatnot. So just that, and the fact that he was able to mostly keep his word, not 100%, obviously. But that's impressive. Way better than any other politician I've ever seen.
Right. Which is exactly the reason kind of how I got to this journey. Also, to be honest, what turned me on is it was almost out of, like, out of spite. The hate and the vitriol coming from those who identify with the left, you know, they just have this, like this moral superiority, like, you know, they're better than you because they believe this, so they have the right to kind of just impose their will. Listen, oh, my God, I don't know how much time we have left.
Well, I thought we got about 5 minutes. I want you to go right through this because I can only imagine the type of people you met in person that were like that. I want to hear those stories.
Oh, my God. Yes. All right. So, real quick, anybody listening to this, this is what I would say with the last few minutes I got. One, always listen to your enemy. Always listen to the people that you disagree with, because it's a great way to find counterpoints that you could research yourself. You arm yourself with that knowledge. But also, you never know if you can get your own mind changed, which is part of, like, human growth, human development. It never stops no matter how old you are, okay? Second, if anybody who has any remote, like, love and respect for the Second Amendment, you need to follow the Parkland kids, especially on Twitter, okay? There's this thing that they're on a U.S. bus tour right now called Road to Change, right? Before that came Town Hall for Our Lives. So you need to look this up, because a lot of town halls are being, like, set up where they're inviting, you know, incumbents and legislators to come in, and basically all these moms demand and all these kids go in, oh, gun violence. The numbers are, like, gun violence isn't even top 15 of, like, cause of death in the country, right? But
true.
So these legislators, they think that this is the majority, and then they vote this way. So you got to show up to these events and be, like, and be the counter voice. And civilly, too. You don't want to be a yeller like them, because then that puts you in that same category, okay?
Right.
You go in there with facts. You can't argue with facts, okay? And there's a reason why. Let me tell you something. The other day, like 2 days ago, right, I got a call from somebody. I'm in Virginia, right? I got a call from a woman who's advocating for Tim Kaine. Tim Kaine, all right, so he's not pro-gun at all, all right? So the woman calls me. She goes, hi, I'm calling to see if you're going to vote for Tim Kaine. I said, well, where does he stand on the gun control? So she's looking at her paper. Oh, well, basically he co-sponsored a bill in which he basically advocates for universal background checks and to ban assault rifles. And I said, okay, well, that right there is I told her flat out, I'm not. In fact, now I 100% disagree with this. And now I'm encouraged to now campaign against them. So then she goes, well, can I just – So then she goes, well, can I ask you something? I said, what? Why do you need an assault rifle? And then I said, let me ask them this. Why did Rosa Parks need to sit in the front of the bus? She had no response. You know what I'm saying? Because the thing about a right, you know, I don't need to explain to anybody why I need to exercise a right. That's my right.
Wow.
You know
nice.
What I'm saying? And then she's, you know, so then – She go and then she's like, well, do you have a gun? I said, I'm not going to answer that.
Yeah,
then,
no
and
shit,
then
right.
She, basically, and then she goes on to this story, and then I said, well, why are you doing it? She goes, well, I'll tell you why. She goes on to tell me how her son, right, her grown son, I guess he has some mental health issues, and he got barred from certain states from getting a gun. So then here, he applied for a concealed carry permit, right? And then, so this woman tries to justify to me how she went out of her way. She tries to call the police and be like, the sheriff's like, well, listen, you know, he's not barred from the state, and he's not a felon, so there's nothing, he hasn't committed a crime. And so she was so adamant that he was a danger to society that after he got the concealed carry permit, she went to a judge and pled to him and then basically had to convince the judge to strip him of his concealed carry permit. And so here we have this, and I basically, so here you are telling me you got this Orwellian point of view where you he might do something. So you're going to go out of the way to deny this man his rights. And you're trying to justify that to me? No.
Right.
You know
there's
what I'm
like 1% that, chance where someone, or maybe 2% chance where someone is out of their mind and probably shouldn't have one. And maybe that's reasonable. But even then, it's on the line. But what they want to do is penalize the other 98-99% of us that are definitely not at that level and treat us like that.
Absolutely. But the point is that these people on the other side of the aisle from us, they think that they have the moral superiority to strip us of our rights, and they are gaining traction slowly. So that's why we need to keep up with them and what they're doing and show up and counter them, because if not, then guess what? The legislators are listening to them and think they're the majority, and they're not.
You know
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we got to be vigilant on this, bro.
Awesome. That's absolutely great. Hey, we are running out of time. I don't want to cut you off because it's so great. Hey, will you promise us to come back on one more time at least this summer for season 4?
Hell, yeah, bro. You said July 12th, right? That's a Thursday.
That's the next one. We were booked up with guests that one, but maybe that next Thursday after, we'll definitely be going live late July,
actually,
August.
That works out best for me because that Thursday I have a show.
All right.
So that's perfect.
Awesome.
Yeah.
We'll get some plugs in for you. What's the best way to find your show? Folks, we're about out of here. Future Dan, I'm sorry you can't get a word in. But let me leave this end of season 3 to our honored guest. What's the best ways to find your band or your mini bands?
My band is called Pussy Talk, and it's facebook.com/PSSYTALK, the band. Pussy Talk, the band, but without the U.
I love it. Hilarious. All right, folks. Good
That's
stuff.
A wild show.
Thank you, Matt, for the joining us. Future Dan, absolutely had a great season 3 with you. And, folks, we have so many plans for season 4. We'll be off next week, but next show, July 12th, 9 p.m. Eastern. As always, Future Dan, you have a good 4th, okay?
You too, buddy.
All right. Have a good one, folks. Watch out for those firecrackers. They're made in China. They might blow you up.
Listening to the Patriot Broadcasting Network, sponsored by ReadyMadeResources.com.
Mark, hey.
It's a bloodbath up here. Morgan stock has lost half its value. It's down to 2310. It's in a free fall. Clients wanted to talk to you about pulling their money. I mean, it's now or never, Mark. We gotta sell. Mark. Mark, can you hear me?
Mark, are you there?
Mark.
Also, Bernanke just left the White House. There's going to be a bailout.
Well, they had to. Right? The paper markets would have
collapsed.
They knew. Cash would have stopped coming out of ATMs. They had to backstop this.
They knew the taxpayers would bail them out. They weren't being stupid. They just didn't care.
Yeah, because they're fucking crooks. But
at least we're going to see some of them go to jail. Right? I mean, they're going to have to break up the banks.
Party's over.
I don't know.
You are listening live to the Patriot Power Hour, furnished by ready-made resources and fueled by futuredanger.com.
Hey, Patriot Power Hour listeners, disruptions to the social, political, and economic order are a real threat. Ready-made resources can help you. For 18 years, Bob Griswold has run ready-made resources from his homestead in Tennessee. He has a ranch where he lives and learns the lifestyle. Supply yourself with night vision. Bug out at night. Most people won't be able to. Perform search and rescue after dark. And most importantly, see your adversaries long before they see you. Ready-made Resources now offers their lowest price ever on mil-spec PVS-14 monoculars and PVS-30 rifle scopes. Go off the grid with solar. Send secure data by long-range ham radio or mount a PEQ-15 infrared laser pointer on your firearm of choice. Give Bob a call. Talk to him personally. Let him consult with you. He'll set you up. Free shipping, easy checkout, and friendly support. Call Ready Made Resources today at 1-800-627-3809. Plan, prepare, preserve at readymaderesources.com.
My mom has a permanently stuck in the 80s thing. We're talking teased up feathered hair, acid wash denim jacket, and shoulder pads. So many shoulder pads. But I just got a new phone from AT&T. And check this out. I got a second phone to gift my mom. So now, she can finally ditch her old one for a phone that can actually stream all the 80s shows she loves.
Come into an AT&T store and find out how to get a smartphone on us. AT&T. More for your thing. That's our thing. See store for details.